June 25, 1996, 19 U.S. servicemen were killed in the Al Khobar Tower bombings in Saudi Arabia. Before just about anybody had ever heard of Al-Qaeda, they may have been behind an attack on a U.S. facility in Saudi Arabia. Al Khobar, Saudi Arabia. Contrary to what most people think, figuring out which terrorist group carried out an attack is hard. Sure, sometimes a group will make a claim that it was behind an operation, but sometimes this claim is false, an attempt to garner attention. Sometimes governments will attribute a terrorist attack to a specific actor in order to obfuscate. In the eyes of some authorities, it is more effective to point the finger in one direction when actually a completely different gang was actually responsible. I believe this is exactly what happened in June 1996 at the Al Khobar Towers housing complex near the headquarters of the Saudi oil company Aramco. A truck bomb exploded outside the building, which housed members of Operation Southern Watch, which was maintaining a no-fly zone in southern Iraq, which had been in place since the end of the first Gulf War in 1991. All in all, 19 U.S. servicemen and one Saudi citizen were killed, and almost 500 suffered injuries. Within days, the U.S. government claimed that a group known as Saudi Hezbollah was responsible and had received help from Iran. The better-known Hezbollah in Lebanon is, of course, a Shia terrorist group, which also gets a lot of Iranian aid. The Saudi version has been around since the late 1980s and has a stronghold in the country's eastern province, which is largely Shia. Remember, Saudi Arabia is Wahhabi Sunni, a sect of Islam that detests Shia Muslims. Me? I'm not so sure. An attack by Iran on the U.S. of such a brazen nature makes no sense to me. Never say never, and I did not see all the intelligence pointing a finger at the Shia and at Iran, but I believe it was Al-Qaeda, or AQ. It fits with AQ's modus operandi. Yes, Hezbollah did effectuate the massive car bomb against the U.S. Marine barracks in Lebanon in 1983, and so it could have been a Saudi branch, but it also could have been a harbinger for 9/11. It was also in the Saudi regime's interest to blame its archenemy Iran and those perfidious Shia. After all, were not 15 of the 19 hijackers of 9/11 Saudis? That nation, i.e. Saudi Arabia, has to deflect attention from the fact that its interpretation of Islam has been behind more violence than any other. I do know that Iran is also a nasty actor. In the end, it could have been as the US and the Saudis maintain, or it could have been AQ. We may never know for sure.
Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Borealis Saves, or on LinkedIn, or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Day in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking the subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.